When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, bitches? Welcome to another episode. I don't know, it sounded very gay. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario. I'm one of your hosts, Brendan Sagalow, being joined with me as always.
I'm Mike Feeney, and also
Mike Cannon, dude. You are out of your mind.
Yeah, I know. This isn't new, dude. This isn't like new, you know, get off it. We got a great guest with us tonight. Very funny, Jeffrey Asmus.
Hello.
Everybody, let him hear it.
Yes. I love how you brought that little comb out just to comb your. I like that.
Yeah. Well, my hair is getting fucking long, so I need to keep a comb on me. And everybody, this one is getting dirty though because it's filled with plastic, so it's like filled with my gel,
but
and then I put it in my.
And it looks like
it's like impossible to clean, dude. It gets into the fucking crevices.
Hot water.
Yes, of course. I've tried hot water. I've tried soap. I've tried everything. It just gets in the.
I might have not tried soap. I know that for a fact.
What?
Hot water, maybe.
Yeah, lukewarm. Lukewarm, drizzling. Yeah, not even a. Yeah. Certainly not
Brendan,
a soaking.
Brendan got defensive that you said things that are obvious, but he didn't remember about them.
What are you talking about? I did. I have used hot water and I have used soap, so you guys are wrong.
You soaked it?
I didn't soak it.
You could buy another 75-cent comb.
I think they come in a pack of 12.
Yeah, I got those for $2 at a grocery store.
Yeah.
I should just buy another
They've never sold them individually.
You should just buy a cylinder of blue Gatorade and just dip it in that.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to start the timer, everybody.
Behind the curtains.
Look, we didn't do a lot of questions last time. We did two questions at the last show that we just recorded.
You like it loose.
I like it loose, but I'm feeling some questions.
Oh, okay. you're in a question mood.
I'm in a question mood. I don't want to know anything about this fucking guy. No, I'm just kidding.
And that's fair. I respect that.
That's how insecure I was with doing that. I still said just kidding, even though you know I was just kidding. So let's get into
Joking on a comedy podcast? Are we just joking around here?
Let's get into some questions.
Sometimes.
Unless you guys
You'll be able to tell when he's serious.
Yeah, about three or four times so far, like, it hasn't been a joke.
Like, for instance.
You will not be able to tell when I'm serious. This one comes from, and look, if you want to send us questions, because I know people do, sign up for the Patreon. We give them exclusive question
privileges.
Thank you. Go to patreon.com/scenariopod.
The terror in your eyes, knowing that the road was out at the end of that sentence, and you going, get exclusive.
Come on, fellas.
Yeah.
Go to patreon.com/scenariopod. Sign up and ask some questions, baby. This one comes from nickbiotech.com. You're given the option to turn one.
What is that? It's fucking,
yeah, what?
Isn't biotech? Like, biotech is a thing, right?
It's like, a chemistry lab. He like
his
created
actual, his
COVID.
Email.
He just tricked us into plugging
this,
his merch.
This one comes from Brendan Sagalow at nickbiotech.com. You're given the option to turn one body part bionic.
Bionic.
Oh my God.
Was that, now I have to know, was that the serious pronunciation?
It sure was, man.
That was seriously how I was pronouncing
bionic,
it.
Bionic, like an Italian robot.
Hey, what are you doing, Jim?
What are you doing on there?
Never go down on your wife.
It's gay.
Eating pussies for fanooks.
I am programmed to beat you. Oh, no.
That's just, I'm going to blame the English language for that.
Sure.
Have you never seen the word bionic before?
Of course. I had bionic goals.
I had bionic goals when I was younger. Yep.
Of course I've seen it, but I did also go to Nassau Community College. Oh. And they didn't even know about that yet.
They figured you had already learned how to read at that point because that was college.
I actually got on fucking Dean's list at Nassau. So
they do a community college.
Dean Cain's list of retards.
Bionic. Okay. So if one part of you could be bionic, which part would you make bionic? I'm overseeing.
You're like,
I didn't get it wrong that first time.
The amount of times you said bionic,
you know, bionic.
Trying to prove you learned.
Let's just go to another.
But also, every time it feels like he's about to say it wrong because he's like, bionic. Like, right. Bionic.
This next one comes from Alex.
Oh, I want to hear the bionic.
Okay.
Wait. Also, this guy's name is Nick Biotic, which you said biotic.
Oh!
For the name also.
That's great. Biotech. Oh. That's so funny, dude. I've been watching too much Spider-Man.
No, that's where the guy works in Office Space.
What part of you are you making bionic, and what part are you trading for that luxury?
Oh, you have to give up a body part.
So
you know what I'd like?
Random example: take a shin and give up a left wrist.
Oh, so you have to give it a different body part? That's weird.
Yeah,
take a shin.
What would a bionic shin be? How would that be better than a regular shin?
I think it was just putting words.
I hated his example. The example sucked. I'm going to strike that from the record.
Yeah, example was.
Let's
poor.
Just make it just be like you give up. You have to take one part of your body and make it bionic. I would choose, I think, the left arm because it's the non-dominant arm for me, and I would like to really have super strength with that one. And then I could and it's not my writing hand, so it's not going to. I don't have to worry about any of those types of things. And it just feels like the left. I could really get a lot of access here.
Can I tell you that something that worries me in that scenario is your right hand, which has always been the dominant hand, loses self-esteem because your left hand is capable of so much more.
It becomes weak.
Or maybe it challenges it because now it's... And also, there's not much of a...
You're a bootstraps guy.
You're going to feel so...
I'm also not...
Why don't they help themselves?
Yeah. I'm a right-handed guy in every sense of the word, so I won't have to worry about pulling my dick off my body with my left hand.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever gone lefty?
I've tried. I haven't left to completion.
No? Dude, I broke my hand freshman year of high school, and jerking off lefty was tough, but I was highly motivated. But wiping my ass lefty is like, you might as well have a stroke hand. You're like kind of loosely, you have no structure or strength.
The direction
or strategy.
Doesn't make sense.
I broke both arms once.
Brown knuckles.
You broke both arms.
I had both arms. I couldn't move either my elbows or wrists for 3 weeks. I couldn't wipe my ass.
On a motorcycle?
I was biking and it's a long story, but I had a bag with a book around the handlebars that got stuck in the wheel, and I went flying through the air.
Fuck, dude.
I broke both my wrists, both my arms, and both my
elbows. Did you go this way?
Like, I landed like that. Yeah. If I hadn't had a helmet, I might have had terrible brain injuries. Thank God. And I just have a few now.
Did you walk to the hospital or did someone find you or something?
I walked there.
How old were you?
This is like 3 years ago.
No way. That was when you were a kid.
Oh, I remember the picture.
The beginning of COVID. Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, when no one was allowed to.
Yeah,
weren't allowed near anyone.
I was supposed to be outside.
They must have been livid when you showed up to the hospital.
They're like, you don't have
mask on. You're like,
COVID? What? I can't put my mask on.
Do you know what we're going through right now?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Quick, Clorox wipe him before we get him.
I couldn't brush my teeth, and my friend made a long toothbrush with like chopsticks attached to it so I could go like that.
Oh my God.
And eat food too. I had to like put my face down to the and like eat food off the table.
So how did you eat food?
I couldn't eat. I had to just eat it off the table.
You must have lost like 15 pounds, right?
I did, yeah.
Even pissing, you had to just wear like shorts that you could shake loose.
One time I almost wasn't able to shake them down. It's harder than you think. Whoa. I almost pissed myself in the middle of the night one time.
I had a shoulder surgery and I just going getting everything off with just one hand.
It was terrible. I just had to like shimmy just like in the back.
Now, what are the vibes while you're shimmying, while you really have to pee and just like all of this has been a huge weight on you. Do you start crying? That's, I would start crying. I'd be like
a low moment. That's if I could put a gun in my mouth, I would. Yeah.
That's one of those benefits where having like a wife is really a huge thing.
That's true.
It's like, the only reason to have a wife.
In case you break both arms.
Yeah, when you inevitably break both your arms.
Yeah. You can only, yeah, you need some sort, I mean, yeah, and shit, would you just jump in a shower every time?
I would just have to like crumple toilet paper in my hand and just like, throw it in my ass, just like this, my God. Just hoping it would scrub
fuck,
it.
But to shower, you had to put like garbage bags.
Yeah, I had to put garbage bags all over my arm.
Dude.
I didn't shower that often, if we're being real.
Oh my God, yeah.
Did you have roommates?
Yeah, you can't.
I had three roommates who did help out a
dude,
lot.
Dude, you can't even put on deodorant because you're like,
I couldn't. It smelled terrible. I just slept on a couch and watched movies for like 3 weeks straight.
Holy shit. Dude, did you do a podcast while you were doing that?
I should have.
Yeah.
I didn't. That's when I had given up on comedy. I was in grad school.
Your room must have.
You went back to grad school during the pandemic?
For a semester at DePaul. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, like an absolute idiot. Never paid a cent of tuition.
Good.
Sorry, Blue Demon. Sorry. Sorry, Blue Demon for life.
That's right. That's right.
Love them.
Through no financial contribution.
Through no financial. I love their
dude,
sports
you must
teams.
Have been so, that must have been such a low
your
period,
room.
That
have,
was a low point.
Like,
I went to do comedy
your room
once.
Must have felt like a fucking rainforest or something, dude. The humidity.
It was bad.
Yeah, were you growing spores?
there was black mold. There was black mold around. Absolutely.
Holy shit. Just toucans screaming in the distance.
It was not good. And you know the real story? The book I had in the bag in the bike was the GRE to study for the GRE to go to
that's
grad
a thick
school.
Book.
Wow.
Thick book. So it was like God telling me don't go to grad
that's
school.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
literally
right.
Stopping you in your tracks.
Stopped me in my tracks. Yeah.
Hilarious. Did anybody see that?
No, it was a pretty deserted street. I just pushed my bike weeping to the hospital.
God damn, dude.
When you walk in and the door, doo-doo, and you go in, you go, I think I broke both my arms.
That's what I said. That's legitimately what happened.
Oh, I think I broke both my arms. Somebody help me with a kickstand.
Like, yeah, what did you do with
broken?
The bike?
The bike was broken. I never fixed it. I've never ridden a bike since. I don't think I ever will again. I'm
fuck
too scared.
Bikes.
I'm
dude,
too
after
scared.
That, are you kidding?
It's so yeah. I broke six bones. I'm not riding a bike.
Are you
again.
Still? Do you still have like humidity pain and like when
my wrist
rain?
Will this wrist will never heal unless I get surgery.
Oh my!
I can't
God.
Do push-ups. I not that I was doing many push-ups, but I can't do push-ups. Yeah,
fuck.
It just hurts. It hurts a lot. Well,
can
yeah.
you like? Can you do anything? Can you like?
I can bend it, but it hurts a lot. It hurts.
So you should just get.
I can't even lift.
Can you
the
do
water bottle?
Do you need help?
His hand shrinks.
I'm a disabled comedian. Everyone knows it.
That's right. Yeah. That's what your whole hour.
Yeah,
is
yeah. It's
about.
All about, oh,
use that angle,
like that comedian we know who's. Slightly deaf. That's his thing. Yeah. I have a hurt wrist. Yeah. You might have to edit that out. But,
no, keep it.
Sorry.
The
sorry.
Sentiment is shared. Yeah. Yeah.
When you fell, was it like it was at a street and like you just fucking fell in the middle of the street or did you fall down a hill
went
and shit?
Flying. I flew probably 20 feet.
Whoa.
What time of year?
I was going
is this?
Pretty fast in like July of 2020. Oh. Hot. I was going pretty fast and got caught, and the bike goes up and shoots you. It was like a catapult.
Jesus fuck.
Good for you for wearing a helmet.
Thank yeah. God I wore a helmet.
It's great
because
my brother-in-law, not during COVID, but he hit some cyclist or motorcyclist blew through a red, and he T-boned the guy going through, and he was going fast, and he fucking broke his elbow, and his tricep shot up to his fucking, like, to his collarbone, basically. Like,
no.
They had to fish it out. They had to do all this stuff. But he, since then, has gotten better at biking and has, like, taken that as a huge challenge and now is, like, a fucking black belt mountain biker.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah, just upstate ripping trails, doing crazier shit.
That's
and
what
like,
separates
man,
the fucking
yeah,
it is.
Boys.
It really yeah, does, it does because I would do the same thing as you.
Quit.
I'd treat it like a shark bite and I'd be like, all right, biking was fun yeah, while it was fun yeah. and I'll
that,
never do it again.
That's the reason
never.
I never... I baseball, too. That was I ended up being done playing team baseball. I was getting, like... wailed by a pitch where it was like I was holding the bat and it was yeah. like a fastball against my middle knuckle
oh,
and just
yeah.
like blew my whole finger up and I was my. Like that sucks I don't yeah. want that to happen again.
I was never yeah. I was never the same when I got hit by a pitch by we were in sixth grade first year of Little League but you could play with eighth graders but this oh. one kid was in ninth grade but his birthday was super or one of
Dominican?
Those things where he was no he's a yeah. white kid
oh,
but he was
okay.
like a giant, like 12-year-old, 12 or 13, but he was like 6'3", 220 already. Whoa. And you're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you don't belong. You're a father. Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
And you throw from 40 feet then. So oh, it's not 60. God. It's from fucking 40. And he's piping like 78 miles per hour into 12-year-olds.
Whoa.
12-year-olds.
You're striking out every time.
Dude, every time. So the worst part was I was a confident and good baseball player, but I like stepped into his pitch before seeing where it was going, and it went directly to the outside of my knee. And I don't
bad
think,
knee.
I don't that before it was bad knee, it was a first
after
shot
that.
To it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever made a noise like that. Like, it was like putting down a farm animal screams and cries. My parents like put off like, by
game,
it. Like,
game
yeah.
is over.
Be like, yeah, not cool. Yeah. But and I remember I couldn't walk for like, I would say 2 weeks.
And
about
you haven't played baseball since.
I played for two more years badly and afraid.
Oh,
yeah. Like, really.
Shaking.
Like,
yeah.
I couldn't step into a pitch. I stepped out
like, Mike,
for my whole life.
You have to get
life.
Into the box. Yeah, you have to like, enter the box.
That's why
like the rookie of the year. Yeah.
The ump is like, you're bad knee. Dude, what did he say? I said you're out.
That's why Giancarlo Stanton is a modern marvel, that he's just this fucking giant mountain man who gets hit in his face, shatters his orbital bone, and needs like surgery and misses the whole rest of the season, and then comes back and like wins the MVP by hitting 50 something home runs in a season. It's like unbelievable to do.
To be fair to Mike, that guy's getting paid $20 million.
Yeah. My parents were getting a divorce.
Mike got it.
Yeah. Sounds like they could have used the sportsmanship, huh?
Yeah.
If I just could've had a good season, they might
they
still
be together.
They
were staying together because they thought you'd be a baseball player. And now that we don't have to raise this athlete anymore.
Yeah. That dream's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the papers. Yeah. They're on the futures.
If Mike bets over 300, we'll stay together. Yeah. 299. Ooh, not good enough.
Yeah, they're actually laughing about it, and it's like growing them closer.
Yeah, like if we were
like, if he does that, we'll do it.
If we weren't getting divorced, we'd really.
If only you had better come, and our kid was a better batter. Oh boy, I shouldn't have said that. Having fun. Did anyone you only Mike answered the thing, or do we want to finish?
No, we all want to answer.
What is it?
The bionic
body
what
part.
Do you want?
Oh.
The
I mean,
problem
knee.
With the bionic anything is it's going to weigh you out. Like, you need something dead center or something. Like,
what do you
if
mean
you have a fucking...
Oh, because, like, it'll be off-kilter.
Yeah, you're going to have a metal fucking arm. It's going to be leaning, and then you're going to have this, and it's like... It's just
I won't
be
able to stand on one leg anymore.
It's going
to
hurt
my
your shoulder.
Time.
Now you can just stand on the metal leg. It won't fire.
Yeah, idiot.
Yeah, I'm stupid. What was I thinking?
I want a bionic stomach. I don't want diarrhea anymore.
There you go.
Out.
Nice.
Out.
Mike can finally eat ice cream.
Are you lactose intolerant?
Yeah, but I throw caution to the wind
100%
of the time.
I think I'm lactose intolerant recently, too.
Yeah.
It just gives me... I had a pizza before a show the other day. I almost shit myself.
Really?
Like a headlining spot. I could not. Damn. I almost had to stop and like bring the host
I eat
up.
Ice cream every day.
Yeah, I fucking
really?
Love ice cream.
Truly, I've been thinking about it. I can't remember the last time I didn't have ice cream. I like
you know,
the last day of my life without getting like usually like last night.
I think
night,
that's a new dad thing because I had ice cream 100% of every day my son was alive.
I was
like,
gonna say I am on such a streak. It started with like Carvel ice cream cake, and now it's becoming like
you're Ben and
Jerry's. We usually have some sort of ice cream, but yesterday Erica got these like. Peanut butter ice cream sandwiches, but it turns out they were frozen yogurt. So we both had them and we're like, oh, this sucks. It like just didn't taste good. It was very like chalky. Mm-hmm. And we're like, this sucks. So we ate them. And then I was like, this sucks. And I left and drove to Baskin Robbins and then I got cookie dough and then I got her pistachio and I came back. And we fucking ate the shit out of that too.
Isn't it amazing that somebody else has that same story, but when you leave, they never came back?
Yeah. Dad went out.
This sucks.
Yeah, this sucks. Well, that was unsatisfying.
Goodbye.
Frozen yogurt again?
Yeah. But it's
the fourth mistake.
Yeah.
So I can't remember. I was just thinking about the streak of ice cream. I mean, I have like a scoop of ice cream. It's not like a crazy, I don't have a pint of ice cream a night, but it is one of those things where I'm thinking like, if you told me when I was a kid, like, no matter what's happening in my life, it's like, you're going to have ice cream every
time.
Day.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, things work out.
I don't think I've had ice cream in 5 years.
No.
We'll get an ice cream after this. Every night I had that superhero.
Dude, it does sound good.
In Houston, it was like 157 degrees. Yeah. So I got ice cream during the day. And then for like two straight nights, and I didn't know what was happening, but I ordered the steak sandwich, and instead I got four pizzas. Like, they just gave me four pizzas. And I was like, what? I'll eat like the pizzas. Slices? I get. Yeah, no, like full pies. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll eat the pizzas, sure. And
yeah.
So I would do that. And then between, I remember being like, I'll probably save it for like after the first show. So then I have like a running start to the toilet after the second one.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't handle it, and I ate like three slices immediately right before I went up, and like as I was getting off stage, I sprinted to the toilet.
Oh my god!
Immediately,
Mike didn't do any act outs in here.
They were all like
he's doing a stool comedy. Yeah, he's just sitting on the stool the whole time.
His back was arched. Yeah.
Colostomy bag.
Yeah, he kept occasionally whimpering, oh no.
Never finished any joke. So is that the mall? They're like, what is he doing? You're
like, is that seal noises or a dog?
Hold on.
Are we all revealing how we sound when we poop? That was a good one.
Oh man, I'm fucking I get down,
grunting?
I'm just throughout the bet. No, just that one.
That's
that one special time.
We can still be men in the on the shitter.
Yeah.
Still my life
I do it while flipping my girlfriend off through the wall.
I feel like I'm so happy with my toilet setup situation at my apartment that I'm like it's like a joy to be able to poop there.
I got the squatty potty thing
and I got the bidet.
Yeah.
So it's like the knees are up, so it's coming out fine, and then the power hose just feels like anytime I take a shit anywhere else that isn't in that toilet, I have other toilets in my house. Anytime it's not that toilet, I'm like, this is disgusting and barbaric.
Yeah.
It's barbaric what we're doing.
Is the squatty potty work?
It works.
Really? The fact that you're not using it is like...
Really? It's that much easier.
Well, it literally is like, sense. There's like a science to making your body, like to relax the abs.
I really love shitting. Really? That's why, I love ice cream. I'll fucking... I'm lactose intolerant, but I am tolerant of diarrhea.
It makes sense why there's like floor toilets in Asia.
Where you're like, that's gotta be hard. Okay. That's
I've
hard.
Done that a
like, the best like $12 you'll ever spend or whatever. What's going on?
What do you have to do? You have to go like this?
Yeah, you gotta
like
squat.
A catcher.
Yeah, I did that in Turkey a couple times.
Yes. But that's also how they just hang out. Like they stand in catcher's position and rip butts all day long.
Yeah,
so
it's not, but you're definitely shitting on your ankles at that point.
No, you are because you're out of practice. But they are just streamlined.
They're legend.
Yeah,
can
they're
we
like
get a video of someone shitting in that way. All right, let's just go to another fucking question. This one comes from Alex the Truck. Here's the scenario: you pool $10 each for the lottery for shits and giggles, but you win big, $500 million, and only the ticket holder knows. If you were the ticket holder, honestly, would you lie and wipe your guilty tears with your millions or share the wealth, which is the moral thing to do? Nicole, you also get to answer.
How would you be able to hide $500 million from your
friends? I think you can.
Dude, I just show up.
Buy a car.
Got a huge promotion at the insurance company.
Yeah.
Gold.
Yeah, but just because you have $500 million doesn't mean you're like immediately made a fool.
Please. Like all of a sudden you have a full head of hair. You have tattoos all
well,
over.
Me,
a golden
me,
cheeseburger.
I couldn't hide it, but I think you can. I would have a stick with a golden burger at the top.
Who do you think
like Jafar
of us could hide it the best?
I think I could hide it for like a week.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got it.
No
someone.
More than that. How close are these friends? Are these like people I did open mics with?
It's
are
these
like
it's us. It's us right
it's
here.
Us it's
this,
right
it's
now.
This group right now. Yeah. Okay.
If someone said to you, like, who one of them has $500 million, who would you guess? And try to do that in a nice way.
Try to guess who has $500 million?
Yeah.
I don't even get the
game.
No,
the question is who can hide it better.
Oh, okay.
I don't get the game. Who am I guessing?
Forget
exactly?
The fucking game, then. It's over.
Here's the thing. I
forget the game.
I wouldn't hide
Move
it.
On.
I wouldn't hide it at all because I don't know. I don't think I could make it through that much money. Like, I'm
I'd
sure I could
be fine
spend
with
it,
100 million.
Exactly.
I'd be fine with 100 million.
And it sounds very cheesy, but like sharing that, having all of us get like crazy. We all walk out of here with $100 million. I mean, it's like, I just want to get jet skis with my boys.
How?
You know,
like, 100%.
How fun would it be to watch him absolutely piss away his money.
within
you
think one thing,
Brendan would piss it the quickest.
Within one,
I would have a fucking meltdown with that much money. I would be like, oh my God.
You have a house made of.
You think I got hats now?
Brendan would also be the guy who's like, who does the thing of being like, you know what? A homeless guy owes me for money. Watch this.
No,
I mean, and then I like say he's gonna.
Here's
give
a million.
You don't fucking know me at all. If you think I'm giving video, any of my riches to the homeless.
Here's what you do. You'd be like, because you.
What are you crazy?
First off, you have somebody filming this because you want to create a viral moment.
Oh, and you're like, Mr. Beast.
And you're like, I'm gonna give this guy $1 million, but you accidentally, because of the illiteracy, sign the check for $100 million, so you give him everything by mistake.
I add more letters.
Yeah. And then you actually owe him money. He takes you to court. He has a great law team because he has $100 million+.
Hi, I represent Crazy Eyes.
Yeah. And then you, that's how I imagine in a comedic just way of you
some
losing
homeless
all
guy
your money.
He pleads fifth.
What if there's like a rich guy doing that, like Mr. Beast, but his videos just get like 14 views?
He's like, I lost
giving
all my
millions
money.
Of dollars, and the algorithm's just like, this sucks. Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad thumbnail.
Bad thumbnail. Yeah. You didn't post during peak hours. Yeah. Sorry, Mr.
Your
billionaire.
Tags are all wrong.
Yeah. You didn't use keywords in the description.
Where are the zooms?
Well, how much is it getting taxed? First of all, let's see how much we all would get.
I think you lose like 30% probably.
Oh, it's more than that. I think more it's like than almost that? 60%.
No way.
If you take the lump sum, yeah. It's
oh, like, if you take the lump sum.
No, I think you get 60%.
Okay, that makes more sense.
It's about,
right.
let's say we cut it in half, 250. All four, if four of us
we
are splitting
like
that.
$60,000. $60 million.
$60 million.
That's so great.
Yeah, first thing I'm doing, great. Though, I'm cool with that. I will say this. I am... The biggest thing that I'm doing is I'm probably spending upwards of like $10 million in the first month on like a unbelievable home. And I'm like, and then I'm taking another $10 million and putting that aside to pay the taxes on that for the rest of my life. And then I'm just living off that 40. I'll drive my CRV to this $10 million mansion. I don't care about cars, but like a nice place is really would be.
I feel like you could get the place you're envisioning for like $3
million. $10 million is so much.
It depends where it is. In LA or New York, it ain't shit. But
if I have $60 million, I ain't living in LA or New York.
Become the king of Des Moines or something.
Yeah, dude.
But go to like Westchester, even like areas of Westchester. Obviously, there are $10 million homes in Westchester, but I've seen like actors' houses that are really fucking nice, but they're just in Westchester, a suburban, like beautiful kind of woods, yard, the whole thing. And they're probably like 3.5, 4 point whatever,
sure.
Which is a lot of money. I'm not saying that like I piss $4 million. I'm saying like in this scenario, you don't even have to spend 10.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
could.
Ten seems. I'd buy a bunch of comedy clubs that wronged me over the years,
and then burn them.
Uncle Vinny's buying
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, sorry. Come see us at Uncle Vinny's show at Algonquin
Theater. Oh, no, really?
September. Yes. And leave a 5-star fucking review. That was perfect timing.
Did
catch
not
us
plan to do that
in at the Algonquin Theater. We're doing a live so podcast and live stand up at the show. It's
Algonquin
a really
Theater.
Really great show. September 16th, come out, buy tickets now. And what else you guys, what do you got, brother?
I got my new comedy special, The Only Funny White Man, except for the three with me, of course. Jews not included, as always. The Only Funny White Man on YouTube, please watch it. Also, whitecomedian.com for my tour date. I bought that URL years ago. It's the greatest thing I've ever done. Whitecomedian.com.
Does anybody want to buy that from you?
I've gotten offers. I've gotten a few offers.
Wow.
I'm never selling it. Never.
What's the highest offer?
That it was like $100, wow. Like from some like bot company.
Yeah, you're sitting on gold, dude.
Yeah, they also so offered good. To sell me whitecum.com.
Did you actually trademark it?
I don't think so. Oh, I think no. That I don't know. That guy made the website put that there. That might not be legal. But.
I'm gonna trademark it and then sue you to take it down.
Yeah, god damn it, I could be taken out.
You
gotta go to whitecomedian.com.
Yes. What do you got?
Sweet. October 7th, I'm headlining the Den Theater in Chicago.
Oh,
two
hell yeah.
shows, 7:15.
Great venue. Great.
I'm very
venue.
Excited to do it. Please go buy tickets right now, MikeFeeneyComedy.com, and some more exciting announcements coming in the very near future.
Right. September 2nd, I'm in Clearwater, Florida at the Capitol Theater for the Calta Comedy Circus. Again, we'll be doing the Algonquin Arts Theater September 16th. Then I'm going to be in L.A. at the Hollywood Improv October 20th. And then October 21st, I'm at Flappers. And, yeah, I'll be in Levittown, my father's white trash alma mater. And I'll be in D.C., all over the place, MikeCatacomedy.com.
You're going to get people that are like, we're buying tickets. We want to fucking beat the shit up.
I mean, wait, if you live there, you know.
Is there an actual, there's an actual Levitt town?
Yeah.
That what so, they, that's what they, yes. Oh, it was named in, after that town?
In John yeah. Levitt, I think. Pennsylvania
oh, wow.
and New York, both of which were yeah built for returning home soldiers.
That's
and
why
were,
all the houses are like
they
row
all
houses.
Same,
yeah,
right?
And they were oh. also massively racist in the way
yeah.
that they
did
like
not,
the,
yeah,
did not
yeah.
let black people enter.
There was one black family and they got like I mean Molotov like constantly.
Damn. Well, I'll tell you where black Christ. Families can enter.
Crazy.
My shows, I will be at in the hereafter at Seattle.
Oh, the Black Haven.
That's right. Where they
September
like 28th. Black people as long as they live in Portland.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's my opener. September 28th at the hereafter in Seattle. And then you can catch us all at Skankfest the following weekend.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hell Vegas, yeah. right?
Nicole.
Yeah, baby. Nicole.
Nicole C. Lines on Instagram and subscribe to the YouTube at Here's the Scenario.
Are you yeah. on there?
I'm not. I couldn't do it. This, I can't remember what I was doing that weekend. I couldn't do it. It sounds fun, though. I yeah, wish I
continue
could.
Continue living yeah, my life.
Yeah. I do hate Vegas, though, I will be honest. I do hate it, but that does sound fun.
The thing that
it's
makes
fun,
it,
it's old Vegas.
Vegas
is
yeah.
brutal.
It, Vegas
it's
is,
old Vegas. So
oh, that's a little better.
It's a little bit better. It's obviously a bit more kitschy. It's a bit more stabby as well. But yes. It's like you can kind of get away.
Okay.
A
that's bit. I could yeah. enjoy that then. Yeah. Okay.
But it's going to be so much fun.
That's going to be
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I can't
yeah.
wait.
I can't wait for it.
Isn't Clearwater the Scientology city?
I yes. hope.
I think it is. I'm
nice.
Pretty sure that's
dude,
where Clearwater
let's do,
is.
If anybody yeah. has any offer to join, I am in. I
yeah,
donate
please.
Whatever.
Oh, have you dude, been what? To the one? I went to one of their centers. They almost got me. They're
yeah.
very persuasive.
But, dude,
they're
the first,
so nice.
The like, first hey, 30 man. Minutes of going clear, I was like, I'm fucking so in on this. It doesn't, like, I can't sign up quick enough.
Yeah, you're like, I'll take a slap.
Yeah. A slap? What are you kidding? I'll hold some fucking dumb metal cylinders and you know,
yeah.
tell you my secret.
They hate gay people? I'm in.
Yeah. yeah, yeah like, yeah. I've already said them on a podcast. You're not going to do shit.
Dude, I was,
right.
I was just
free murder, I would say.
When I was just in Aruba, there was this cruise ship that's at the dock, and the cab driver was like, see that cruise ship? He's like, that's been there for like 20 years, and it goes out like once or twice a month on like a charter thing. And he's like, that's actually like a Scientology cruise ship. And I was like, oh, wow. And, you know, my wife and I did the thing. We're like, oh, wow, look at that. And he was like, yeah, people always like hearing that for some reason. They always find that interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because that's
yeah, they're like the Amish.
That's where the abuse takes place. They literally
oh.
have those boats where they
international
take people,
waters.
Yeah, they take
yeah.
people to work.
That's
for
fucking
nothing.
Hilarious, oh, dude. Yeah, a like, cruise ship going into international waters to abuse these people. Like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, they're doing a limbo while being smacked with a yeah. coconut.
I don't know what you're dancing about. Bum, 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 bum.
After
they're
the
walking
comedy
the
show.
Shopping block.
Yeah. yeah, they're holding bamboo sticks.
da, 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 da. Hey!
That's the first melody I recognize. You didn't do a single.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jack be
dun.
Nimble, Jack be quick.
Yeah. Dun, right. dun, dun,
oh,
dun, dun, dun,
one.
Dun.
Do the limbo rock. It's a limbo song.
Yeah. Oh. Fucking idiots.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, after the comedy show, they're like, sex trafficking hour. Yeah.
that's what it feels like, don't it, boys? This next question comes from Melanie Williams. Everyone on the pod is offered $3 million for a Shark Week extravaganza dare. Individually, do you accept? You and 100 pounds of chum are suspended 10 feet above active feeding. Frenzied great whites are also around. Whenever one jets out to swallow you and the chum mere feet away, you're super reeled 30 foot out of reach. I don't know what the fuck.
I hear you. So,
I get it.
They move you 30 feet out of reach.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But, you have to okay. do this 10 times to get $3 million. Oh.
Yeah. If I'm getting yanked away, if there's just like, just hope that they can't get 10 feet out of water.
There's a 10% chance of super reel failing and you being devoured.
Well, 10%, that's done 10 times. No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's one time.
That's one time. That's now, what about, it's going to happen. Yeah.
What if there was a 10% chance that. Overall of those 10 times? So it'd be really a 20. You'd have to do it 20 times.
I'll do it 9 times.
Yeah.
I'll do it five. That's it.
Yeah, but that's not the deal, my friends.
I wouldn't do it. Not worth it.
And then he takes out a gun and he goes, when did you think I was negotiating?
Are you?
I didn't ask you to get in the chum.
Yeah.
get in the chum.
Get in the chum.
So, I don't like the ocean. I'm not in.
No, not at all.
I'm in.
Not for me.
I'm in. $3 million.
How high do sharks breach, though?
Well, here's the thing. Wait, you're
10 feet above the
water.
Oh, you're above the water.
But here's the thing. But he's which initially you're like, oh, well, then I thought it was just stay there and hope that it doesn't get to you. Which is like, that's fine. Most sharks are not gonna be able to do that. But a great white shark, their size is such that, like, even if they're not all the way out of the water, I bet their
nose is 10 feet. Have you ever seen them breach to get a fucking steel?
Yeah, look,
dude.
up to 10 feet. So that's the height of it. So they really got to get a good
mako shark.
Yeah, but that's taking your foot
right
off.
Mako sharks are 9 meters.
No, I'm not.
9 meters in the air.
27 feet?
Jesus. A lot of feet.
That's flying.
Shit. They can literally swallow you whole.
And the makos are mean.
27 feet is flying. If a man jumped 27 feet in the air, you'd be like, that's a flying man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's really, I would never do that. I'll do it for $4 million.
Because
I'll just start swinging. I'll go, I got a little fucking thing here.
You'll swing at a shark leaping teeth first toward you. You'll just punch the tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've learned nothing from my bit.
This next question comes from Tanya.
Wow.
9 meters, the short fin mako. Holy.
I don't.
Yeah, but like, that thing fuck you up.
That could kill you. It could kill you.
Dude, even if it doesn't bite you, it flying at that speed and that weight.
Dude, look at your netted body. White, man. That thing is all muscle. Holy shit.
Nicole, can you see if there's a quick video of a mako shark jumping to the moon?
Short fin mako getting 27.
Find a video of a mako shark getting prey out of the sky.
I mean, it doesn't even have to do that.
It's not grabbing an eagle.
Yeah.
Then who
does
the fuck?
Nicole's like, here's the video.
I know.
Then who cares? Really.
Then who cares?
Yeah, if that little shark...
Oh, you only care if it's Ken Griffey robbing a home run?
I don't even get it. But if it's the great white, yes, because look how fucking big his mouth is.
And imagine you being
that little shark.
So
I could
bite our leg.
So listen
off
to this.
Little shark.
So imagine being 10 feet in the air. You're in the net, right?
Yeah.
That thing can jump 27 feet. So think of the speed in which it will hit you at 10 feet, because it will blast another.
That little guy.
He'll go through your asshole.
Yeah,
at the
right.
Top
think
of your
about
head.
Think about even if he doesn't get a tooth on you, the power and speed in which that body is slamming that, however many hundreds of pounds that weighs, is slamming at full speed into your body, which is just stationary.
That's crazy.
You're coming off the chain.
I need to see a video of this.
Okay,
and why hasn't it happened on a cruise ship?
How's this title for you, Brendan? Monster Mako Shark Flies Out of Water to Ambush Prey.
Love it.
Sounds good.
Love it. This is just ocean.
At this moment,
you know, understand it.
Are on an impossible mission.
Oh, this guy's voice.
Oh, I love
is
this dude's voice.
Mako sharks will fly out of the water to ambush their prey.
Look
hey,
at
you
that.
Guys, I'm marking something on the fish finder.
Watch the target.
They show Brendan on the boat.
Yeah. I shouldn't have spent my $500 million on this. Oh, I'm getting something on the boat. Wow.
That could fuck you up.
Wait, hold on. Can you rewind that a little bit? Just while it freeze it in the air? A little bit more. Is that its pussy?
Holy shit,
wow.
We saw its pussy.
Right?
Yeah, that is a...
Is that a shark pussy?
Okay, now, Nicole, look
can
up Mako shark pussy.
Can you screenshot that and send
pussy.
It to me?
Yeah, it doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Some Mako slit. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, wow. Whoa, one guy goes, I saw his pussy. They're like, man, don't talk about that.
This footage is the first hard evidence.
That's definitely its labia majora. Jump out of the water.
That's the first hard evidence we've ever had this happen? How have we gone this long?
Yeah,
I also want to say, not for nothing, that isn't 27 feet.
That did not look 27 feet.
No.
It looked about 15, maybe.
I give it 10.
Still don't want to be hit by it.
No.
And this is great white, right? This is
a Mako.
That was a Mako.
No.
The
but
question,
the question
is a great white.
Then
fuck
yeah, whatever.
Have you seen the great whites come out of water?
Yeah, they're way bigger. Yeah.
It looks like a boat out of nowhere shoots out of the water. it is suspended.
An open mouth boat.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. That's exactly what it looks like.
Tanya asks, what's the weirdest thing you've seen in someone else's home? The weirdest thing, huh?
A scene in someone's home.
We used to have one of those old minstrel character cookie jars at our house. My mom didn't quite realize how I didn't realize how racist it was until I was in high school. But we had a big like Aunt Jemima cookie jar that I really regret that I. It brought me great joy at many times in my life. I didn't really realize.
Did you talk to it?
Did it talk back?
I don't want to say what I said to it.
Cookie jar. How am I going to make that girl like
me? It was my anger sculpture.
Yeah.
That was a weird thing. I regret that.
Did it have a, was it like, you know how like the new cookie jars have like, they'll play music when
the
you
new
open them?
Woke cookie jars.
Yeah, it opens up. It's like, it calls you a piece
of shit.
They
make you say,
like,
I'm gay before you get a cookie.
Hashtag not my cookie jar.
Yeah.
My friend had, this isn't so much weird, but I guess it is weird. He just had like loose ferrets around his house.
Oh, no.
And just like both the smell and the like it managing to always like get under the arch of your foot as you were walking. And then like it just, and then they would kind of bite and they would like,
they would bite.
Their claws are like really irritating too because they're sharp, but not like substantial enough to hurt you, but they're annoying.
They don't break the skin, but they scratch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I told you that. Because my friend Mishu had two ferrets and he let them out. And I, at night when I was sleeping over there in like sixth, seventh grade, I was like, something was in my pants. And I was like, what the fuck? And I looked down.
Mishu.
Fucking thing. I literally grabbed it and I threw it against the wall.
No fucking way.
Yeah. And it like did a spin, hit the wall, and then was like, and like ran out of the fucking room. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? He also had two wolves. I told you that, where he was like, you know, he's a Ukrainian kid. They'd be in the yard and they'd be like as soon as anybody would come within 100 yards of the house. And he's like, oh, don't worry. It's just that's a death wolf. And don't make eye contact because it will bite through the fence. And it's like just every bit of anxiety that you could possibly have in this one fucking household, except a loud bird.
Dude,
see why the Russians did it.
Yeah, I get it.
My friend also had a basement full of like birds, like a basement, like the whole
people
downstairs.
With birds. I've never had a good time.
I had
in
a bird,
house
but
who
I
has
never,
a bird.
But I never. It's like that bird would occasionally get out, and he would just bite, and they would always bite right here. And the
like
strength,
a parrot.
Yeah, it was like a parrot. Oh, and the strength of the bite is just it makes you like see stars.
We had a cockatiel that got eaten by a wild cat. That was pretty fun.
That's fucking
cool.
Yeah,
we put it out in like its cage in the yard, and somehow the cat knocked the cage over. The door flies open, and there's just blood and feathers
like
everywhere.
Fucking Looney Tunes.
It
was kind of fun.
Wild cat.
It was just like our neighborhood
stray
cat. Stray cat. Yeah.
So wow, good for that cat.
We were all happy. Yeah. The bird sucked. Dude. All I could say was "Wake up, Tom." My dad's name. It just said that all day.
That
it was so terrible.
Why? Who said it?
Our
that the bird
taught,
heard it.
Our uncle taught it to him as a joke, and then that's all he ever learned.
Oh my god.
It was an absolute nightmare.
It looks at the sculpture and it calls him uncle.
Yeah.
Mine would,
Uncle Jemima.
Uncle Tom.
Mine would whistle. Mine's actually still alive. It's at my mom's. She's at my mom's.
The bird is still alive.
Yeah, the bird's name was Sam. The bird, they gave the bird to us when I was a kid, and my mom's friend had already had the bird for a long time.
How old do they live?
Like 100 years.
Yeah, they
really.
I'm gonna get that bird when my mom dies. But then
let it go.
So that bird. So the bird, like, first off, we thought it was a boy until like 5 years ago. Like, we've had it since I was like a child. And we found out it was Sam, was short for Samantha this whole time.
Oh, now you're like, I can fuck it.
Yeah. Where was that when I was 13? Yeah. But that bird and I went through so many phases of being like, that bird hated me. Anytime I put my hand near the cage, it would bite me. Then we had like a relationship where I could pet the bird and she was totally fine and she would like rub up against it. And she would get all like puffy and excited and stuff. And then, but she knew how to whistle, which is just like the like that kind of a whistle. And
do that 50 more times.
That was kind of amazing.
How do you do that?
I don't know how to do that. Can you make other noises?
Do you have
bird
a bird
noises?
Back there?
Yeah.
It's easier than that. Yet.
Not bad.
You did that. I can't even.
So, but here's the thing.
I can't do it.
50% of the...
50%. Oh, okay.
Wow. What are we, the Rainforest Cafe over here?
Hold on. Let's all do it at the same time.
Nicole, go ahead.
It sounds like a fucking...
Nicole, edit all that out. It sounds like the person at the train station at Herald Square, with they make those jungle noises when you hold your hand over the motion sensor thing. Boy, that's for... You were there. You've been there. You've done it.
That's not jungle
You
sounds.
Were there. And
it's
you.
Just like, bang. Well, one of them makes jungle sounds. Anyway, I do think that it was this bird. So 50% of the time, she whistles. And then it's like a golden retriever with fetching a ball. It just keeps whistling. And then you whistle back. But then every other time, instead of a whistling, it's just like a... Like, it's just like this really loud, oh, dude.
My buddy had a fucking bird like that, too. Like a cockapoo or something. With that fucking...
Cockatiel. Yeah, that's the dog we...
And they would get home and just put, like, open the door and just go, yeah, fly around. And we'd be hanging out in his, like, house. And it'd be like...
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck, dude? Get it out of here.
On you. Walls are like this as it's coming toward you. You're like...
Oh my
god. That was a terrifying noise.
Nicole, can I just get that moment with a punch in just sent to me for personal
That's
reasons?
That's the new Wilhelm scream. Yeah. You're going to use that in every film.
Dude, that was my buddy had, of course, my buddy with the most chaotic house had a fucking bird because, of course.
Yeah. Mishu? Is this Mishu?
This is not Mishu. Oh, okay. This is my other friend. I'm gonna omit his name. But his father. That's great. I wish I could have laughed, but I was just so actually happy. But he said me slipper.
Oh,
Mishu was his other friend. Right. Me
oh no.
I'm out of here.
The bigotry has gone too far.
This friend, his parents are just constantly snapping at each other. It's unbelievable. His dad is like, I think I've made this comparison before, but you know the opening scene in Ace Ventura when he delivers the package and steals the dog?
Yeah.
And the
guy's
like, I don't give a rat's ass.
That guy, with the puffiest eyes in
that's
America?
That's my friend's dad. Like, that guy. And he sometimes just gets hammered and does Bob Ross paintings. It was unreal. But me and my friend Billy, who was my college roommate at the time, he came to stay with me. We got a bong. I got a bong. And we were just ripping bong loads out in our car. And then we decided to enter this house with all of his family there, smelling like we smelled, with the father, the mom, dogs are running everywhere, cats, three older sisters are yelling at everybody, us for existing. And we walk in and we just start playing with the bird. I don't know why. We're just like, you know, in this zone of playing with it, not even recognizing what's happening. And the dad out of nowhere is like, I need you guys to get out.
Why?
Because we went into our own world where it was us to the bird and we weren't in anyone's house. And we were making the bird basically go, freaking the fuck out, spinning, hissing.
Wiggity.
Yeah, we're like licking it. We're eating seeds. It's fucking out of control. And he kicked us out of the fucking house. Yeah.
As he fucking should.
100%. 100%.
My mom thinks that she can talk to birds. She has this weird thing where whenever we're around birds, she'll like make like calls like, I'm telling him we're having a good day. And like, no, you just took too much acid in college, mom.
What happens to old women when they get fucking
after 50,
weird and insane, dude? What happens?
White women really jump the shark. Yeah,
I think as soon as you have a kid, any whatever like sane brain cells that are in your head go into the kid. Transfer that way,
sure.
And slowly deteriorate into a fucking crazy person.
It's probably pregnancy. That's probably what does it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure.
I mean,
yeah,
the rewiring that occurs when this human bursts out of your body.
Yeah.
Fucking insane. But it's also like, white women either go deep into crystals or Pinot Grigio. There's no other road. It's either just a violent alcoholic that completely shuts off their emotions, or they are just so deep in their emotions that a deep wind will make them.
Yeah, cry. Crazy hippie lady who names her carrot plant.
It's like you gotta talk to him.
Paint still lives of fucking old cans.
I also knew a guy who would he had two dogs in his house and the dogs would just shit on the floor and nobody would pick it up. And it would just there'd just be dry shit all over the place.
That sucks. That's living squalor.
Those places.
Kind of living in squalor.
You had friends like that?
Yes, I did.
That was like my uncle's house. It really was.
That's disgusting.
He had like several cars on blocks in his front yard. And a lot of reclaimed furniture.
It is weird
from all
though, because I bet
you guys
can remember like what your like best friends, like your friends in the neighborhood, like what their houses smelled like.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
Like you have that whole bang. Like I remember, like the one house that always like smelled good. It was always like food being cooked. It always had, like, that's a there's the one place where you're like, you get, you can't identify, but like, what is this?
It's just,
someone's like mothballs.
Oh yeah. Did you have that friend where you're like, you never wanted to stay for dinner? Cause I had one friend, his mom could not cook. It was like the most disgusting food. It was like peppers stuffed with raw beef. And she's like, eat up, kids. And I was like, oh, I'm going hungry at this sleepover. eating tonight.
Yeah. I had my next door neighbors were like, we had five kids and they were all like various age. They were all like each 2 years apart or something. So when I would go over there, you know, I was an only child. So it was like different when you had, when she would like cook for them, it was like everyone had rations. You know what I mean? Like there was like a finite amount of food that was cooked. And I was like a hungry
kid. Yeah. You're like, slow down, Mike. That's supposed to last us 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, I remember a few times where like I ate like what was given to me and was like, all right, round two. And like, I remember the mom literally saying like, we can't give you any more because we need to like wait for the husband to come home because that's like will also be his dinner. I'm like, that's not enough for even me a second time, let alone him a first time. Just like that's crazy, you know? And then there was I remember one babysitter I had, or I would stay at somebody's house, and they used to make me those like Elio's pizza.
Yeah.
Right. And like I remember multiple times they would, you know, get the toaster out, make the little thing, they'd bring me over the thing. I'd inhale it and be like, run it back. You know? I need like half the box, dude. I would crush
those. Dude, the friend that had all the snacks and shit, just endless amounts of food was the best.
But they were always pussy about it. At least the kids that I were friends with, when they had the best snacks, they were always so protective and cunty about it.
Right.
That I used to literally just mush them out of the way and be like, I'm eating fucking 6 fruit roll ups right now, and there's nothing.
Those are for lunch this week.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're not having lunch this week.
You had me.
We got time for a couple more questions, man. Time. This is so fun. Evan,
aren't you glad you wore this sweatshirt?
I really regret it.
Unbelievable.
I can't wear the white shirt. It's so dirty.
You're not even visibly sweating.
I'm very tired. I'll say that. the energy is draining for me.
Jeff seems like he sweats inside his body.
I'm caked under here. Yeah, don't worry. I'll take it off if you want me
to. Your top off. Go Kreischer.
Just you.
I should. Yeah, go Kreischer.
Just you.
Hospice to all of us. Kreischer.
Oh, no.
Okay, Evan Bunn asks, if you have the remote from the movie Click, what's your day or week going to be like? Now, do we know that Click has happened? Because I'm not touching that.
Click, by the way, is like the sneaky, saddest movie of all
time. Really? Is it good? I've
never seen it.
It was terrible.
I really like that movie.
I assumed it was terrible,
like
it too.
Okay.
No, I like it.
I saw the topic or the premise. I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah,
it's definitely got some, all right! Moments like just Adam Sandler being Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but dogs humping a thing.
But there's also moments where he's like an awesome actor. Mm. And Kate Beckinsale is at her
Kate Beckinsale.
And there is just one scene that really tugs at the heartstrings. You know what I mean?
I thought you were gonna say tug at something else after the Beckinsale.
Really tugs at my fucking dick.
Yeah. There's this one scene where the daughter you've known as a child the whole movie is all of a sudden a hot adult.
Oh,
isn't that like Hayden Panettiere or something
she
like that?
In that movie. She was in Remember the Titans.
She was in Remember the Titans. She was a racist kid in that movie.
Yeah, that's right.
They made her an 8-year-old racist at the beginning.
Yeah.
I love that part.
She just traditionally just knew what she liked.
yeah.
I actually don't know if that was a good movie anymore. I haven't seen it. I remember it was a great movie when I was a kid.
I watched it recently.
Everywhere we go, that whole thing.
Oh, let's watch it right now.
I'll fucking run through a wall.
But I learned the real story is that they fired the coach the next season because he had a losing record.
No shit.
Yeah, they immediately fired the guy.
Wow.
Well, what about there's also the fucking, that whole Blindside thing that just.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, where that's not real either.
Where the guy's like, yeah, no, they made me sign. I thought I was signing adoption papers. I signed a conservatorship, and then they benefited from and made.
Well, it's also really weird because both sides with a pending legal case are just openly doing podcasts about it. they're on ESPN on this shit.
Oh, really?
The guy was on Barstool talking about
settle.
But it's also like, wouldn't this not be a great strategy to kind of reveal your details?
I think they're trying to make it a high-profile case.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
He was in a conservatorship while he was in the NFL? I don't understand.
Yeah,
He's still in it. He's suing
to get it make it over.
Because they couldn't adopt him because he was over the legal age of 18. So how they framed it, and I don't know what happened, obviously, but the way they framed it was, this will be a way for us to help you legally with getting into school, applying for health insurance, your license, you're this, you're that. Like, we can't technically
do those things for you because we're not legally able to. We're not connected. So that's what they said. They're saying that they've split all the money, that they've basically made nothing. I mean, they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars anyway.
Really?
They
were rich already.
They're rich already.
Why?
That's why.
From like a book or something?
No, I think they sold something. They're just business people. But the thing is, like, I could see it from both sides, right? Where you're like, oh, I could definitely see any family looking at this giant kid with no fucking family and being like, all right, let's try to buy into this.
Yeah.
Right. But then you could also see like this guy after retiring from the NFL, his brain activity is decreasing by the day because of CTE. And he's got some asshole in his ear being like, you know, they probably were pretty manipulative, right? Like, what do you know, whatever, leading him down a path where now he's suing these people that maybe helped him.
Yeah. He also said like, who knows? The whole movie, they kept saying how I couldn't read or write. He's like, which just isn't true.
Oh, they lied about that.
Yeah. He wasn't illiterate at all.
No.
It's not a good story if he can read.
It's also like in classic.
You might want more of a radio situation.
Yeah, exactly.
In classic, like, I hate everything and nothing should ever be discussed or taken seriously. Like, the moment this stuff broke and it's kind of like an interesting story, people were like, take Sandra Bullock's Oscar away. It's not a real story. She helped perpetuate a lie. Shut the fuck up.
They now corner Sandra Bullock and be like, do you regret, like, propagating the wrong, like, you know. Like,
yeah, and she's like, actually, I'm out of hiding for the first time in a year because my partner just died of ALS, so I'm gonna.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock's partner?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Some guy that she was apparently with for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Shit. Holy shit.
That's what she deserves for being a racist monster. Sorry.
For perpetuating a fake story.
Glad she got it.
She was in on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the podcast, everybody. I hope you had a fun time. Sandra Bullock, I'm sorry if you were listening.
You and Reggie Bush have this in common.
What happened to Reggie Bush?
He lost his Heisman because he took $300K in benefits, and now that's how fucking kids make their entire living.
So lame.
And they will not give it back.
God, they all did that.
Everybody did it.
He should have got $30 million.
He's also one of the, if not the most exciting, greatest college athlete to ever play. Like, watch old Reggie Bush college highlights, and you're like, this is a man playing with children. It's hilarious.
$300K is nothing.
No.
That's like 1/1000th of what he made the NCAA. Exactly. Oh,
yeah.
Insane.
Totally. Catch you next time.
Bye.